I think anytime I get a chance to go home and where I grew up and see my family, that's really my favorite place to go, is back to New Jersey and see my high school, my youth field, and just all my family, cousins, my nieces and nephews and brother, sister, mom, dad, all that. I mean, that's really the place I like to go to, you know, relax and, you know, just remember where I'm from.
I've been to Hawaii the last two off seasons, once for my honeymoon this past season, which was great, and previous year we went to Kauai, which is awesome. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to go every off season, but so far it's my favorite.
I think I'll have a new one. Go and to Dubai and the Maldives on our honeymoon. So I think those will be pretty awesome spots. But other than that, we just hang out here and we'll try to relax and go to Austin or visit friends. Nothing too crazy.
This year I went to Ireland, had a lot of fun in Ireland. But every year since I was, I think it started when I was 12 years old, up until a couple of years ago, my family and I would go on a cruise every year. And to me, that was the most fun, just because your cell phone doesn't work, you're out in the middle of nowhere with your family on a cruise ship, and you're just relaxing. And to me, that's the best.
This offseason, went to Isla Mujeres, Mexico, which was a good time. I also own a, you know, beach house down in Rockport, Texas, so I spend a lot of time down there. It's kind of my getaway zone.
I enjoy going to Destin, Florida. It's something that my family and I always did when I was growing up. So it's just kind of one of those things that we've always done.
Europe, I went there in the off season. Chicago's nice too. I went there in the off season as well. So, you know, I went there in the wintertime. It's a little cold, but a great city. You know, and, you know, obviously Europe. You know, it's the first time out of the country, so great time.
Hawaii, Maui, this is awesome. Visited there just this past off season, like straight after the season, for about a week. One thing that sucked about that was I had an ear infection for that week, so it sucked. But I still got to enjoy, you know, the beauty of Maui and everything. Did some things I just couldn't do, the helicopter rides or go swimming. It sucked. But other than that, it was cool.
To the Bahamas. As you know, it's good for, you know, me and the wife can have fun and the kids can enjoy it as well. So we always go over and stay at the Atlantis. And it was just a good overall experience, you know, family trip.
My house, but I've been to Atlantis. That's one of my favorite spots to go to. And just sit back there and hang out, just chill, get in the water a little bit, take my mind off of football.
I had a lot of fun in Costa Rica one time. You know, I enjoyed that. You know, I would have to, it'd be a toss-up between Costa Rica and Bahamas.
Turks and Caicos. I had the chance to go there this offseason, actually, for about 2 weeks. Well, almost 2 weeks, like 10 days, so had a blast, you know. You know, just seeing how other people live, you know, the different cultures and stuff, you know, eating different foods, you know, that's what I like to do in all season. So I had a blast there, so it was a lot of fun.
I went to Miami. I hung out with Daryl Sharpton, and he showed me his city because I'm from here. So, I showed him what I can in Houston. But he showed me his city, and I had a pretty good time. It was really fun, and that was my second time visiting, but had a good time out there hanging out with him.
It probably would be Vegas. Just like to go out there, chill, sightsee a little bit, and maybe hit a pool or two, relax.
Since we've been having kids, we haven't been able to travel too much for vacation-wise, but we usually get back and see my family in South Florida, in Miami, and then go up to the Northeast and see my wife's family in Philadelphia. But we had gone for a couple times down to, like, different kind of beachy vacations, so whether it be Mexico or we did Jamaica one time, did Turks and Caicos, so kind of stuff that's kind of close enough to be a couple hour flight, but we like beach vacations.
I really like to go back home and spend time with family. Being from Wisconsin, being so far away, I wouldn't say I get homesick, but I do miss my mom and dad. Now, I am the only child, so I talk to both my parents every day, and I'm real close to my family, so you know, this summer, kind of the same thing as last summer. You know, I'll go home, go to the family reunions, and just hang around with family.
This offseason, I went back to school, so worked on my degree, but favorite vacation, I'd probably say the beach, just relax by the ocean. Nice, get a lot of sun, and just not have to do anything for a couple days.
Went to Europe, went to Spain and Italy. My favorite place, Barcelona.
I had a great time there.
What'd you like about it?
Just the history, the architecture out there. It's just beautiful. And also they have, you know, you go out of town, or out of the country, and it's so much of a culture shock. But Barcelona had a lot of stuff that was kind of Americanized, like, you know, their downtown area, and they had a beach. So it kind of made you feel at home, but still with the surroundings of in a different area.
Vegas, hands down Vegas. We have the O-line trip to Vegas every year, so that usually is the best trip of the offseason.
Cabo San Lucas. Love to go there with my family and with my wife, and just it's a quick trip and it's a good getaway.